Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 235 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our weekends. We're going to talk about wrapping up this particular school year and all that that means. We're going to talk about some shorts that, as best I can tell, are taking the summer by storm. And it's my turn for five favorites, so you're going to hear about those too. As always, you can find so much of the stuff that we like and that we use in our Amazon shop. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. We're so glad that you're here, and we hope you enjoy episode 235. Hey everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We are officially in the wind down of the school year.
Good night. And it could not come soon enough is what I'm saying. I mean, I know that I have a senior graduating, and so I know part of me should be like, we want to prolong it, but no, it's time to put it out of its misery. Like, just let's call it time of death. I mean, like, we're done. Caroline this morning, I told her, because she's just been getting online and doing school online because, I mean, why go at this point? And I was like, hey, you need to make sure that you get on or whatever. And apparently she did get up and get on, but they had changed the whole schedule again. And so she was like, well, I missed English because of this and I didn't know what time it was and whatever. And I was like, I can't even care anymore. Like, just, right. I just need to know that you're going to graduate, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's time. Yesterday, in fact, at graduation, my friend Casey and I were talking about, like, gosh, this time next year it'll be us. And we looked at our friend Heather and we're like, whose daughter was graduating. And we were like, God, you know, are you sad? And she's like, no, it's time. It's, yeah, we're all good. Yeah. It's you walk through all the pieces and the parts and you kind of get to this spot and go, you know what? I think I'm ready for you to go to the beach for a week or just, you know, enjoy some time off.
It's so true. You know, Gully told me that last year because she had had friends whose kids went to college the year before Jackson went to college, you know, and she had said then, and she goes, I just cried and cried over those boys that were a year older than Jackson. She said, and then when it was his time, she said, you're kind of like, yeah, we're done. Like we're ready to be done. And she said the anticipation of it is worse than the actual living it, which isn't that a word for so many things in life?
Yes.
But I was like, but it really is that, like, now that we're at the end, and I mean, we've got 2 weeks full of all kinds of, you know, different banquets and different things and parties and whatever, but I'm like, I'm ready to be done. Like, let's move on. Let's move on to the next chapter.
Now, you did get to watch Caroline play soccer one last time.
I did. Mm-hmm. Yes. That was okay. So she got invited to play in the senior all-star game. And it was this past Saturday. So I need to set the stage that we were also, before we knew that she was playing in that all-star game, we had planned a little graduation party that we were hosting here at the house for she and her friends.
Okay.
So I was, and it was going to be outside, in our backyard. So we had that and we had the soccer game. And I'm going to tell you that all week they kept increasing our chance of rain on Saturday by 10%. Then it was 40%. Then it was 70%. Then it was 80%. And so I woke up Saturday morning and it wasn't raining yet. And so Perry was kind of helping me because I was like, we've kind of got to get everything ready for the party before, you know, we go to the soccer game because I didn't know how much time we were going to have after the soccer game. So first of all, I'm waiting to see if the soccer game is going to get rained out. And so Perry was doing that thing that husbands do because he's practical. And so I have planned this whole party to be outside. And he's like, you just need to go ahead and readjust. Like this party's going to be inside. Like this isn't happening. I mean, I can see it on the radar. The rain is coming in. And I said, I need you to shut your mouth. I said, this party.
I need to have my dream.
I need you to quit saying that to me. I reject it. We are going to be outside. I need you to not tell me that we are not. I don't care what you say. I don't care what the radar says. I had a long talk with God this morning, and he and I are good. And this party's going to be outside because I cannot have all of that in my house. So we went to her game, which fortunately, so it was kids from all over the state. So we were so fortunate that it actually was in San Antonio, like 10 minutes from our house. And so we went to the game. And when I mean to tell you that we were sitting in the pouring rain watching her play, it was pouring rain. It was Perry and me and my parents. And I mean, like the kind of rain where we had our umbrellas up and the water's just dripping off your umbrellas, you know, like pooling. But it didn't thunder and it didn't lightning. So they let them play. And it was such a fun game. It was just getting to watch them play. And I was relaxed. I was like, whatever, this is all for fun. And then with like 5 minutes left, they were like tied. And she came in and I think there was probably like 4 minutes left and she scored the game winning goal. I mean, it was just, it was storybook. It was like Friday Night Lights. She scored the game winning goal.
Caroline Schenkel.
And then they gave her the game ball after the game. She got the game ball for, and so it was just, I mean, it was just, man, it was just a, like a little extra bonus because I didn't know I was going to get to see her play again.
I love it.
And it was super fun. So we had a good time. And so we did that. And then we rushed home and showered and changed and got ready. Oh, but what happened about 10 minutes left in the game, I looked and I said, I see a patch of blue sky. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, like the skies cleared. We were able to be outside. Mm-hmm. It was cool because of the rain. It was lovely. It was great. So
I'm so glad.
Yeah. So it all worked out. But I mean, I'm going to tell you that it was a lot of stress is what I'm going to say. Anyway, so that was, we had that. And so Sunday we were pretty much dead to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're still kind of recovering, but it was a good, fun weekend. And I think she had a great time. And then last night she went, so they have a girls powder puff football game is this week. So now she's moving on to her football career where apparently she's going to be a running back. So I think the strategy is just to get the ball to her and let her run with it.
Well, listen, she's fast as lightning.
She is. But Perry was like, hey, let's not, we've made it all the way through soccer. Let's not get a powder puff injury, please. Like we're good. Hey y'all, it's me taking a quick break to talk about FabFitFun. By now, you know that I love FabFitFun. I love getting my FabFitFun box in the mail because there's always so many great products that are things that I never would have known about or tried without FabFitFun. I'm a product junkie, so it makes me so happy to see all the different things, and that's why I love FabFitFun. I recently had a friend ask me about subscription boxes and if I thought they were worth it, and I told her that to me, FabFitFun is truly the best investment for the quality of products you receive. Everything is full size, it's high quality. I love everything I've gotten from them. And now that summer is in sight, it feels like life is getting back to normal. I'm excited to spend time at the pool and at the lake and going to the beach and just doing normal things with my friends and get back out in the fresh air. And the FabFitFun Summer Box has so many great products to help you get through the summer. FabFitFun has sponsored the show for some time now, but this season is different. They are now the only subscription box that is 100% customizable. This new perk is only available to annual members, which is one more great reason to sign up for the yearly subscription. You can find great deals on top brands up to 70% off. I'm telling you, it's an incredible value. In the summer box right now, I got this new Dr. Brandt Skincare Pores No More Purifying Cleanser, which is amazing. I got a Flight Mode High Altitude Hydration Mask, which has left my skin feeling so good and so hydrated, which is really hard for me this time of year. And I also got these darling little Ray Dunn guacamole and salsa bowls with spoons that are going to be so perfect for entertaining now that we can have parties again, and I can't wait to try them. That's what I love about FabFitFun. You get to try a ton of different products for what the price of one is normally. I've found everything from a new perfume I love to a painless hair remover to the softest house slippers ever from PJ Salvage. And in the summer box, I got this Corksicle wine tumbler with a silicone straw that will be my poolside companion this summer. I'm not even kidding. I'm putting it in my pool bag. It will go everywhere with me. There are so many products I've discovered through FabFitFun that are now a part of my daily routine. You can order your summer box today. Sign up now so you can snag amazing products like the Society 6 Outdoor Blanket or this great detox shampoo and scalp massager that feels so good when you customize. And don't forget to use the coupon code BIGBOO21 for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Plus, for a limited time only, annual members will receive an extra gift valued at $125 with their purchase while supplies last. That's coupon code BIGBOO21 for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. So what about y'all? What did y'all do this weekend?
Well, we have exams this week at school, but for a lot of the kids, last week was their last week of school. For our seniors, for sure, and then for some of our underclassmen, if they are exempt from exams. So I had a lot of like last times last week, kind of.
Yeah.
Including my last lunch with the girls who have eaten lunch with me pretty much since they've been in seventh grade.
Okay. That's
and
so fun.
The girls in Alex's grade. So there's a group, and they kind of just different people rotate in and out, but there's a group of about 20 girls, and then, you know, it's just different people, different days. And so we had our last lunch together on Thursday because Friday was honors day. And I will say, I don't think I get super emotional about endings, but I was a little emotional with my last lunch with them because I've just watched them grow up, you know, and I love them so much. And so we had last lunch on Thursday, and then we had honors day on Friday. And in the middle of all that last week, I was bound and determined that I was going to get tickets to the SEC baseball tournament and to Need to Breathe, which is Need to Breathe's coming to Birmingham in October. So that was a good way for me to channel sort of the more obsessive parts of my energy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I was successful on all fronts. I'm
that
happy
is
to
so
say.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. So excited. So we have Need to Breathe tickets lined up, and then SEC baseball tickets lined up. And, you know, I guess my last graduation as a person on staff at school. Certainly I'll go next year for Alex's, but.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. And I don't know, just kind of wrapping up. So I spent most of yesterday, first at graduation, and then just came home and like put on my pajamas and zoned out a little bit. So
okay.
I don't know, just kind of wrapping up. So today I spent most of the day cleaning out my office, mm-hmm. and it's really a mess right now, but just kind of going through stuff and trying to, what am I going to keep? What am I bringing home? What needs to be thrown away? What do I need to hand off to somebody else? That kind of stuff. So that's what I'll be doing most of this week.
Okay. All right. So that's funny because I was looking last night, and I think it's because I've been kind of anticipating, but I'm like, as soon as we get past school, I was like, we've got to do a huge clean out of Caroline's closet. Like we've got to really figure out like, cause I mean, what are we taking? What are we leaving? What do we need to throw away? But I was like, now I've got the itch like to clean out every room in my house again, which I feel like I just did this time a year ago, but I'm like, we've collected again. Like we've just got stuff everywhere right now, it feels like.
Well, that's funny because this morning I thought when I get in this house, like I know next week will be SEC baseball tournament. We'll be into that, you know, for a lot of the week. But I thought, my friend Stephanie asked me today, she said, have you and Melanie figured out a schedule for when you're not at school anymore? And I went, oh, heavens no. No, we haven't. I said, we'll probably get to that in about August. But what I want to do before anything is I want to clean out this house. Like I thought this morning, is it too much for me to rent a dumpster?
Yeah.
Honestly, like, is it too much for me to rent a dumpster? Because that's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's come put the dumpster in my driveway and I'll just throw the stuff in there. That's where I am.
Yep. I know. That's how I feel. I mean, like, I feel like we have like, even in our pantry, like I have just stuff, like I have just chips and food and just little and half bags of stuff. Everybody here loves to put back a bag of just nothing but chip crumbs back, you know, in the pantry, like all of that kind of stuff. I feel like Caroline's closet, and she's been getting like graduation gifts, so like that's adding to the clutter, you know, like we just got stuff piled up and we've started to get, I'm like, I need a clean out. Like we have stuff everywhere. I need a big clean out.
Now we did have this past weekend, this is leading into a question I want to ask you. This past weekend, we had our spring football scrimmage. We played a school in Tuscaloosa. It was super fun. It was mercifully cool outside. It was so fun, of course, to see all the guys Alex's age, seniors, you know, even though they aren't technically seniors yet, but just to see them, you know, in that spot on the team, yeah. It was fun to watch them play. It was great. We loved it. We had a ton of people who drove over for the scrimmage, and a lot of the girls I noticed were wearing a similar clothing item. And I have been waiting to ask you about this to see if it has hit San Antonio yet or not.
Okay. What?
The Free People, they're called the Way Home Shorts.
Okay. Do we know about these? I'm looking at the...
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. So I have seen these, not on girls around here yet, but I have seen them on Instagram. Several different like fashion people that I follow on Instagram have been posting these.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. They're coming because I can't tell you how many pairs of them I saw at the scrimmage Friday night. And they're so like, they're really high waisted.
Yeah.
And then they've got this detail on the top that almost looks like boxing shorts. I don't know how to describe it. And then there are solids and then there are prints, and the prints are super fun, but for some reason the prints are like $20 more than the solids. I don't understand.
But
good luck finding a pair of solids online. Like I'm so intrigued by it because it was like last weekend they weren't a thing and this weekend they were a thing.
Okay. How does that happen?
I don't know. It's like that. Just out of nowhere, everybody was like, and these are the shorts we want for summer.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're real cute because they're so high waisted. They're cute with the shorter tops.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, so this is a whole new thing. Who sat at Free People and said, you know what we need to do? We need to create something with a real high waist where it almost looks quilted in the front.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And these things are going to catch on like wildfire. I'm not kidding. I feel like I've seen a lot of trends happen over the course of my time working with teenage girls. I have never seen one ignite quite this quickly.
Like, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. That is, and I'm just going to say that for me, that particular waist on those shorts feels problematic. And that's a lot of elastic going on.
But
right
they
there.
Look really cute. I will say they look really cute. Okay. I think it's because too, how the legs are cut, like they're cut. I mean, I'm not wearing them, but
they look like running shorts,
but the girls look darling in them. But they're cut up high on the side. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And they're different. You know, I think we've all seen certain kinds of running shorts for so long that they're just different. I don't know, but get ready everybody. They're coming, which lets us know knockoffs aren't far behind, right?
Yes. Oh yeah. Amazon will have them by next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the whole thing. Wow. Okay. That's crazy. Well, now I'm going to have to show those to Caroline and see if she has seen them and or mm-hmm. if she is interested in them. So,
well, you know, I always try to keep my eyes peeled because you have said before, you feel like however the trends move,
mm-hmm.
I may see it a little bit here before you see it there, or you may see something a little bit there before I see it here. But at some point it all crosses over and everybody's on board.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know that this is scientific. I don't know that this is fashion science, if you will.
Okay.
But I have always theorized that I feel like the trends move across the country from east to west.
Okay.
Or maybe let me say that I feel like they hit the East Coast and the West Coast and then maybe converge together on Texas. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I feel like a lot of times stuff happens and you'll tell me, oh, everybody's wearing this. And then I'll see it about 5 months later. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's wearing those shoes or this thing or whatever. So,
well, what I'm seeing right now, I'm seeing a Lulu top of some sort. Either a strappy top or just one of their cute tanks with these Free People shorts. But the Free People shorts are ruling the real life runway right now.
Okay.
In Birmingham.
Well, that is a good tip. That is a good tip for us all to hold in our hearts and know. And now I can see if Caroline would like a pair before they're completely sold out.
Yes,
so.
I know.
Okay. Hey, taking a quick break to tell you about Monk Pack. Healthy snacks have a bad reputation, and let's be honest, it's because most of them don't taste very good. They don't fill you up, and they certainly don't satisfy your cravings. This episode of the Big Boo Cast is sponsored by Monk Pack, who makes snacks that taste like our favorite sugary treats, but with 1 gram of sugar or less. That is such a win. Monk Pack Keto Granola Bars contain just 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. They're so great for anyone following a keto lifestyle, but also the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste. I've really been trying to eat healthier and choose better snack options during the day. I'm looking at you, peanut M&Ms, but Monk Pack bars have been the perfect solution. They have soft and chewy textures, and they come in delicious flavors like coconut, cocoa chip, maple pecan, and peanut butter. So there is a flavor that fits no matter what I'm craving. So it will probably come as no surprise that the dark chocolate sea salt is my very favorite. They are the perfect thing for a quick breakfast, a snack in the middle of the day, or a late night treat. In addition to being keto-friendly, the bars are also gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, and non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar alcohols, or artificial colors. They taste incredible, and you can't beat the low-sugar nutrition or taste they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store by getting Monk Pack delivered right to your door. I am obsessed with these Monk bars and probably eat more than I should. To make sure I'm always fully stocked, I signed up for a subscription to my favorite flavors, which saves me 10% on every order and ships them to me automatically so I don't have to worry about running out. Getting these delicious treats delivered to me on a regular basis has been a complete game changer in my effort to eat healthier. Try it for yourself and see. We have a special deal for our listeners. You can get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code BIGBOO at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like them for any reason, they'll exchange the product and refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product. Then enter the code BIGBOO at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack is delicious, nutritious food you can count on. Thanks, Monk Pack, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
The other thing is, you know, I've kind of had to put myself, I've been on a little bit of an anthropology fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the word fast. This is in no way
a spiritual thing.
Exercise. Mm-hmm. But I've just been like, you know what? You're not going back to work in the fall. You just don't need these things.
Yeah.
And for some reason today, I opened up their, oh, I got an email and saw something cute. And I clicked on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And my reaction to that is not at all normal. I mean, I just, the endorphins that flooded my brain just in seeing the patterns. And, you know, everything is so colorful right now.
Yeah.
And prints are so big. And this is really my happy place
as a
person who enjoys clothes. Even though I wouldn't wear a lot of it, I love to look at it. And so
I may
need some catch up time as I clean out my house. I may also need some catch up time to behold all the cute prints on the Anthropologie website.
Yeah, I think there's so many. Well, and you know, Target has a new collection out. It's like, I can't remember. It's a designer dress collection with these different designers, but they are the brightest, most fun dresses. Mm-hmm. Like, just everything is so colorful right now, which I love, but I think it's maybe it's like the Roaring Twenties. We're coming out of our pandemic and we need bright and we need colors and we're ready to party. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we want some events.
Yes. We are ready to go to some places and wear some things. And I mean, like big puff sleeves and real dramatic. Like, I like them. I don't know that I would, some of the Target ones, I'm like, those sleeves are a lot for me to commit to, but I think they look really cute. I just don't know that I would actually do it, but kudos to those who would.
Yes. And you know, they're a little problematic too for eating. Like, if you're going to have a meal, you really have to mind your sleeves. You almost need to bring some like complimentary rubber bands, you know, just to pull them up and away from the food items.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just to get them out of the food items.
So have you been watching anything this week? Have you had time?
What have I watched? I said I finished A Place to Call Home. Mm-hmm. I've been watching The Dairy Girls, which is a show on Netflix that I had started and then I kind of got off of. But I started it up again and I turned on the subtitles because they're Irish. And so I decided that was one of, like, to sound like my grandmother, one of my problems was I couldn't really understand a lot of what they were saying. So, which actually I could better this time because I think I'd spend so much time with the Blys in Australia that I think I'm getting better and better with my accents.
Okay. You know? Okay.
So, you know, I can understand words better and expressions. So I've been watching that and it's real funny and it's cute. So I've watched a lot of that. or not a lot of that, but some of that over the weekend. And then I've just resorted back to my safe place, which is Schitt's Creek. I've been watching a lot of that I need a brain break. I know, because it's just easy and it's funny.
That's how I feel about Ted Lasso. Like, yeah, just watch a Ted Lasso episode all the time.
Yeah. I just need something that's a little soothing, that's not going to make me think too much. It's not going to make me cry. Right. So, it's been a good one.
I will say, Alex sent me about a month ago, and I think I sent this to you. There is a Ted Lasso playlist on Apple Music. I don't know who put it together. Did I send this to you?
No.
Oh, I must have sent it to David. Sorry. I'll send it to you. That's okay. Maybe I didn't send it to you because you're not Apple Music, because you're Spotify.
Yeah.
But it's like an Apple Music playlist, but themed to Ted Lasso. It's like if Ted Lasso had a soundtrack he played in the locker room. Here we go. Okay. It is fantastic.
Okay.
So great. And so I'm going to look real quick and see if it's on Spotify. Because if it is, it could very well change your whole life. It reminds me of you. Like, it's a lot. It's some 70s rock. It's I know. Yeah. It's some Hold On Loosely. You know, it's that kind of vibe. And then there's some cheesy stuff in there too, which you absolutely know he would listen to. So it's so great. And I have listened to it a ton lately.
Okay.
Ted Lasso. It's the Ted Lasso soundtrack. So it's on
Spotify?
It's on Spotify. Let me see if this is the same one. No, this is a different one.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Let's see. I'm not giving up. I'll keep looking later. I don't have to do this while we record, but it's super fun. So just FYI.
Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you about a new podcast that you will love. We all love a good story. We just do. It's one of my favorite things because I think real life is so much better than anything that could ever be made up. And sometimes you meet those people who you just wish you could sit with over dinner and hear all their stories. Sammy Gilbreth is one of those people. He's a larger-than-life guy who risks it all, defies the odds, and keeps going back for more. Episode 1 of the first season of Stories with Grace Thornton follows the story of the day he jumped out of an airplane and realized everything had gone really, really wrong. Stories with Grace Thornton is a serial-style narrated story podcast told in the subject's own words. It will reel you in. It will make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It will encourage you in your faith. It is just the best. Grace is a veteran storyteller who has worked as a journalist, a missionary, a blogger, and an author. She knows how to tell a great story. Season 1, The Sammy Gilbreth Story, is out now. In the first episode of Season 2, The Flatline Story, came out last Friday, May 14th. The podcast is a production of Tab Media. Listen to Stories with Grace Thornton wherever you get your podcast. I know that you will love it. I've heard people call it an adventures and odyssey for adults, and that is so true. So as you're getting ready for all that travel this summer that you didn't get to do last year, it's a great listen for the whole family in the car. You can find Stories with Grace Thornton wherever you get your podcast. All right. What about you? Did you watch anything? Any?
Well, you know, I started watching Breaking Bad last weekend, and I have not picked it back up again. I haven't been in that sort of mindset. So I watched, there were two new episodes of Bethany's Show this past weekend that I watched.
Oh, I did watch those. Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
And here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't know that the show's particularly good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she changes her mind a lot about the roles and about what she's after. And she really kind of has a hard time, like, getting rid of people.
Yeah.
But I just enjoy her presence, and I enjoy what she's wearing. And so I'm good with it. If she just wanted to walk out and sit in a chair and tell me what was on her mind for an hour or so, I would watch that too. So
for sure.
I don't know that the show is anything special, but my affection for her is special. The other thing I watched was also an HBO Max show that I read about when I looked up something about Bethany's Show, and I read about this show, and I thought, oh, well, I'll watch that. And I've thought about you as I've watched it. It's called Stylish with Jenna Lyons. And Jenna Lyons was apparently the fashion director at J.Crew for a while.
Yes, she was.
And let me tell you what, the language, if the language in the Bethany Show is bad, the language in the Jenna Lyons show is like, it's so off limits. I mean, it's foul in parts,
but man, is she ever stylish. And
okay.
And it's all about her trying to figure out what her business is going to be, you know, post J. Crew. She kind of wants to do a lifestyle brand, some home stuff, some fashion stuff. And so similar to the Bethany show, she's looking for people who can help her figure that out. But golly, it's like her sense of style is so refined and so clear that that part of things is really interesting to watch. Now, if you are easily offended by some coarse humor, it's not going to be your safe place.
Okay.
But right, that's or a good if, word. If language bothers you, but it's really interesting to see her particular perspective style wise, because golly, she's on another plane.
Okay. All right. I'm for sure going to watch that. I've seen on Netflix, it's popped up that there's a new documentary / show. It's just, or well, it's like a one-time show, but called Halston. That's all about and I'm like, oh, you know, that's going to have just some 70s glamour in it. Yes. It's probably going to be a little bit rough. I have not watched it. So if it's terribly inappropriate, which there's a good chance it is, don't at me because I haven't seen it yet. I'm just saying that it looks like something I would want to watch because I love seeing that evolution of fashion and just that the fashion industry and how things work and all that. So I will be adding those to my list.
Yeah. I will say the Jenna Lyons show it's not going to be for everybody, but.
Okay. That's fair. It's fair.
But I mean, what on HBO Max is for everybody, right?
Well, that's very few things.
Very few things. But my goodness, I also love this about it is that all these people that she brings in to potentially, you know, hire to work with her on a project or whatever, they all have such a unique sense of style. And so I do that thing in my head. I'm like, would I wear a snakeskin blouse with a pair of glitter pants? I don't know. I don't feel like I would. I don't feel like I could pull it off, you know, but it's so interesting to see how people put things together and how they pull it off. And I don't know, but I thought about you as I watched it because I thought, oh, Melanie would dig this a lot.
Okay. All right. That's good. Cause I'm going to need, I need a lot of different shows. Cause I kind of find that my mind can't stick on one. Like I'm kind of having to jump around right now.
So. Yeah. And I'm not real interested in getting too deep in any kind of plot. I just need things to just live on the surface right now. It's really going to be my best case scenario. Just way on the surface, which speaking of living on the surface, Jean's journey is really going beautifully. Oh. And I'm on level 70. I appreciate the people who have reached out to me to let me know that you also play June's Journey, who have even shared pictures with me of your, whatever we call this, the estate where June's house is that we're building out.
Yes.
So that's really, that continues to bear good fruit in my life. The June's Journey situation. Somebody asked me on Instagram last week, they were like, why can I not stop playing? I was like, because they know how to make you get just enough positive reinforcement. You get just as enough energy bars. You get just enough, you know, to kind of keep you going.
Yeah.
And, but man, a good app is a fine escape in times of transition or stress.
Yeah. You really do need like a project. Well, it's funny because I had, you know, because I think we knew last week, like we were, we had Caroline's little party that we were planning and we had the soccer game and but we do still have more, we have a lot more, but nothing that I'm really in charge of at this point, you know, so I don't have a place to channel that. So I'm back on my dorm decor. Like I've come all the way. So I'm back on my dorm decor mission. So today we've ordered a couple of items for the dorm.
Okay.
And we know what dorm and I didn't say that. So, because last week we were waiting and I had a couple of people message me. So she got the dorm she wanted. So yes, we got her. It was so exciting. So we got her first choice dorm and, she's already connected. She knew who her roommate was going to be, but she's connected with the two girls cause their names were up who are going to be her suite mates cause they share a bathroom. And she's connected with them and they seem like sweet, fun girls. And so, so we've got all that set. So now we can actually, like, we know for sure where she's going to be. So it's like, we know measurements and furniture and all that stuff. So, so we did a little bit of that today. So that's kind of given me a project cause I just find that I really need a project, you know,
Either clean out the whole house.
Yes.
Or pick out bedspreads.
yeah, just pick out bedspreads on Amazon. One of those is a lot easier than the other, and just requires me sitting on the couch. Hey, it's me taking a break to tell y'all about KiwiCo. Spring is here. Summer is just around the corner. Let's be honest, summer is pretty much here. And you know what that means. You're going to have kids at home that you're going to need to occupy their time. And we don't want to put them in front of screens, so what do? Why not gift your young innovators with a super cool STEAM projects to celebrate the end of the school year? With the KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month. For trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers in every stage in between, there is really something for every age and every interest at KiwiCo. With the KiwiCo subscription, you and your child get everything they need to create an unforgettable moment shipped right to your door. KiwiCo's fun and innovative crates provide engaging science and art projects for kids of all ages. We've received a kit to make an electric pencil sharpener and an actual working radio. Caroline has always loved building things and figuring out how things work. She clearly gets this from her dad. And so she loves any type of project that requires assembling things and learning how things work. It's the perfect activity for summer because we're always looking for things for our kids to do, and KiwiCo makes it so easy because your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights, from sailing the solar system, harnessing a hydraulic claw, playing pinball, conducting colorful chemistry experiments, and so much more. And unboxing a crate feels just as exciting as receiving it, to see what's in there and what your project is going to be. Everything they need is inside each colorful crate, so your child can get started right away. It's so easy and avoids trips to the store trying to figure out projects that they can do. Encourage your children to be innovators and creative thinkers. They won't believe what they can accomplish with KiwiCo, and when they're finished, watch their confidence be as big as their smile. There's different crates for kids of all ages, so there's something for every kid on your list. And there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. You can get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code BIGBOO at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code BIGBOO. Let me tell you one thing that as I was planning to, because we were having, you know, a bunch of teenagers over here Saturday night, I'm going to tell you that I made what was my masterpiece and I forgot to take a picture of it, which I'm really sad about. But I did a huge, we have this huge long wooden tray, like shallow tray, and I turned that whole thing into a candy charcuterie board.
I'm sorry. A candy charcuterie board.
A candy charcuterie board. I had seen somebody do it for another party online, and I was like, well, that's the cutest thing ever. And I was like, I'm going to do that, because what do teenagers love more than candy? And I'm going to tell you that it had cherry sours, it had Sour Patch Kids, it had Sour Belts, it had Mike and Ike's, it had Juju Fruits, it had all the candies. Like, I just went to Walgreens and like loaded up on the candies and like a little bowl of M&Ms and a little, and I'm going to tell you, those kids flat ate that candy charcuterie board. I mean,
that is brilliant. Well, how cute would that be for a birthday party?
Yes, it was the cutest. And because you think you can do any color, like I just made it super colorful. So we had like all the different colors. And then I did go to Central Market and get a couple of like more specialty candies just that were cuter, you know, just to kind of add to it. But I'm real sad I didn't take a picture of it because it was just the cutest. And it's going to be my go-to because it was a hit. So
now let me ask you this. Were you sad for the candies that weren't as popular?
Yes, I'm going to tell you the ones. I'm going to tell you what was too. I'm going to tell you. Because don't think I didn't notice.
Gosh.
I'm going to tell you that the crunchy nerds really took a hit.
Bless them. I'm going to tell you the crunchy nerds were never a hit in my office. They were never, they were always the last to go.
Okay. Which I found so interesting because Caroline loves the little nerds, you know, that come in the little box, the little tiny ones that get everywhere. Nobody really touched the crunchy nerds. They were.
Okay.
They were the bottom of the toy box. Okay. So, but the Sour Belts, of course, were huge. The Airheads went fast. It was funny because I had some chocolate on there, but the chocolate did not go nearly as much as the fruity chewy candy.
Well, that's teenagers. And then, you like fruity chewy candy better too.
I do.
I'll go for chocolate 10 times out of 10. Always.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and some chocolate, like M&Ms, yes, which I did have some M&Ms on there, But yeah, but I'm going to go for Sour Patch Kids or the Sour Belts more than the other stuff. So, okay. But it was really cute and it would be such a cute idea. And I mean, I just, when you go on Pinterest and look, like there's tons of them. And it was kind of one of those that at first I was like, well, I'm going to try to make it look like, and then I was like, no, you just have to like put your candy, and it's so bright that it's easy to make it look fun and good. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort.
Didn't take a picture of it.
I know. It was so stupid. Perry said, where's the picture? I said, I totally forgot. I didn't take a picture.
Did it even happen if you didn't take a picture of it?
I know. I mean, if I didn't post it on social media, how do we know that it...
So how big was the wooden thing that it was on?
The one I put it on was pretty good size. So okay. I'm trying to think. Probably, I'm about to give you a measurement that is going to be not at all accurate.
I was going to say, I bet if Perry were standing close by right now, he would totally roll his eyes at the measurements you're about to give me, which makes me so happy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 100%. I'm going to say the tray was probably about 2 feet long. It was probably like 24 inches by maybe like 12 inches. Okay. It was a big tray.
Okay.
But you could do it on a smaller, you could do it on a round. I mean, depending on, I just knew that we were going to have a lot of, I mean, we were going to have boys that eat a lot and all that. So I just felt like, you know, I felt like we needed a bigger one.
Yeah.
But you could totally do a smaller version of it and it would be just as cute. So, but you know, to go to Walgreens and get your candy, it's not that expensive to do either.
So did you just get like the $1 boxes, those?
Yeah. I just got a lot of the $1 boxes and just loaded up. They had them like, I think it was buy three, get one free. And so I just loaded up. We have candy left over. So,
well, that's a great idea. I'm going to tell you that when my friend Casey hears about that, that's going to happen at her house this weekend. Like she loves a great idea like that. That's such a fun way to serve candy. I don't know. I love everything about it. I think that's darling.
Yeah. Well, and we have a bunch of candy left over. So I've got my Bible study small group, my church small group that comes over on Wednesday night. So we may be a bunch of grownups with a candy charcuterie board. That's right. Anyway, but that was cute. So I had my two things that came out of the weekend. So that, and then Gully gave Caroline her graduation gift, over the weekend. And so she got her, a little clear bag and some other stuff, but she put together, this was my favorite. This was when I cried this weekend. Well, one of the times I cried this weekend, she put together a little photo album and she had found like all the pictures of our kids from the time they were babies, like in their Aggie stuff, like all of them, like in their Aggie stuff, like the night that when we beat Alabama and we drove them around the neighborhood waving an Aggie flag out of the top of the car, and you know, all the tailgates that they'd been to and all the stuff. And so then she wrote her this note. So she did a photo album and she put all those pictures and she wrote her note and she said it was like so cute. It was like, here are all the lessons that you learned. Never turn down a tailgate.
Right.
Always, you know, always beat the hell out of, you know, Alabama. Horns down forever. And it's like all the kids doing horns down. And it was like, you know, your best friends are always going to be. It was just this whole thing of like all the life lessons from the, always eat the cheeseburger. And it's like Caroline eating a McDonald's cheeseburger with Will. All that stuff. And then she gave her an empty photo album and she said, now it's time for you to go make your new memories. And it was just the sweet.
I wasn't ready for that.
I know. No, that's the part that killed me. I was like, oh God, now it's time for her to go make her own memories. And it was just the sweetest. Oh my gosh. It was just the best, sweetest gift. And so that was one of my highs. Obviously, it was a high. I'm crying, but it was just the sweetest to just see like, golly, we've just got so much. We've lived so much life together and the kids have lived so much life together. So, and it's funny because her boys, were here and, Jackson's home for the summer and, you know, and the kids really have not done that much together.
Right.
Just cause he's been off at school and, you know, they're Will and Caroline are both in high school and doing their own thing and they don't go to the same school and whatever. And so we were watching them Saturday and I said, well, it's time to get the band back together.
That's right.
I said, we're going to have a summer. We're going to be back in we may have a road trip.
That's like, right.
It's time. We can do it. So everybody's home. Nobody has a whole lot going on. And so, anyway, it was just really sweet.
I love it.
Yeah, so that was it. Now, is it time for five favorites?
It is, in fact, time for five favorites.
Okay. I can't wait.
Well, I am so happy to be the bearer of the five favorites this week. And they're a little all over the place, but just stay with me because I like all these things for different reasons. Here's my first thing this week. It's actually something my friend Heather told me about when I was trying to think through a few graduation gifts. And she mentioned that this was something that she did for her son's friends, in addition to, like, if you give them a gift card or you give them money or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And this is such an inexpensive thing, but they're waterproof backpack rain covers. Because, of course, at college, kids live out of their backpacks. And if you get caught in a downpour, I won't guess how many of them have an umbrella. Not many.
Yeah.
So you can buy these waterproof backpack rain covers on Amazon. You keep them in your backpack. And then if it starts to rain, you just throw it on top of your backpack. That way your computer or your iPad or your phone, whatever's in there, is safe and protected.
Okay. That is genius. Oh my gosh, that's genius.
Somebody thought of that. Uh-huh. So, and they come in all different colors, so you can buy them according to, what school somebody's going to.
Uh-huh.
And if you have a high school that's primarily outside, it would work there too. But just college, you don't have any control over how far apart your classes are and so I just thought, well, that's genius because
I love that. Yes, that's super. Yeah, that is a great idea. Mm-hmm. We're going to be ordering. I'm going to add that to my dorm decor list.
Practical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And something that'll be so you. So that's the first thing. So thanks, Heather, for that one. The second one is Alex had a friend over last night, and Hazel was, of course, very excited at first, as she always is. But after a few minutes, she started to settle down and she went straight to her dog bed. And it just reminded me, I ordered this particular dog bed, which is a donut dog bed, at the beginning of COVID last year. Uh-huh. For Hazel. And I think I got the 36 inch one. So it's a pretty good size, but she has loved it so much. And because it's got that little donut kind of feature, she can kind of curl up in it, which for a high anxiety dog, it's good for, it seems to calm her to have something kind of behind her back.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love it. And it's the cover zips on and off so you can wash it real easily. And it's been a gift for a dog like Hazel, which feels like an after school special, right?
For a dog like Hazel.
So that's my second thing. We've loved that a ton. My third thing is a pair of shoes that I ordered off of Instagram sort of impulsively about 6 weeks ago. And they're aerosoles because I've gotten a couple of pair of sandals this spring that have just not been comfortable, that I've had to return because they've either been too narrow or they rubbed my heel a weird way. And so when I saw these, I thought, well, those are super cute. They're just slides. They're wedges, but you just slide your foot in.
Yeah.
But the top of them is really wide, so it holds your foot real well. And these are called the Dada, like D-A-D-A.
Oh, they're cute.
Maybe it's Dada. I don't know. I'm going to assume it's Dada. The Dada Wedge by Aerosoles. They are so comfortable. And they're a little pricey for the kind of shoe it is. But I'm going to tell you, they also stay on my foot better than any shoe like this I have ever had before. Oh, and they were comfortable right out the gate. Like just right, just hit the ground running in them. They're so comfortable, but they're also really cute. And so
they're really cute. Yeah. Did you get the gold?
I got the gold. And I was like, is that going to be too much? Let me tell you what, they're so cute with white jeans. Mm-hmm. They're cute. Like, I don't know, just like if you have on white jeans and you have on a denim shirt and you're like, well, this is kind of plain. If you do some big, good earrings and those gold shoes and a couple of bracelets, suddenly you're kind of tied together.
Yeah.
So I love the gold. I didn't know that I would, but even today I was like, I may want to order these in a different color. They're that comfortable. And I think the big sort of seal of approval is to walk into an office of 17-year-old girls and they go like, oh my gosh, your shoes are so cute. So
that'll do it.
That's a win, everybody. They're great. Okay.
Those are so cute. Well, and that kind of ruched like band across the toe is really in right now. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I keep seeing that everywhere, but a lot of them are on these kind of square toed.
Yes, ma'am.
Sandals. And I'm not a fan of that.
Like, I just tried a square toed sandal that I just returned. It's not, these are just enough of trendy while still being like really, really comfortable. And so, listen, kudos to aerosols for what they've done with these. I really love them. The fourth thing is a rediscovery. I went to the office at school to get a pen a few weeks ago, and I just happened to grab, kind of the first pen I saw. It was green. I didn't really care what color it was. I just needed something to write with. When I got back to my office, I realized that what I had grabbed was a Pentel rolling writer.
Yes.
And as I started to write with it, it brought back big time high school journal writing vibes. It was a favorite back in the day, and I'd kind of forgotten about it. I loved writing with that pen so much. Just that one day, I ordered me a 12-pack from Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, I used to enjoy this. But the big thing was it doesn't leak. It doesn't smear. And I don't know, but it was green. It was colorful, you know? It was just kind of fun. So
I love that.
They're not at all expensive, but if you're just looking, if you feel like a good pen will brighten your mood at all, I highly recommend. And then the fifth thing is a recipe from Half Baked Harvest, another one, because again, they pop up on Instagram and I'm usually somewhat captivated. Yeah. But I tried this a couple of weeks ago. It's like a play on a quesadilla. They're called folded crispy chipotle chicken wraps.
Okay.
And you cook your chicken ahead of time in chipotle seasoning. I even added some like of the adobo sauce from a can of chipotle peppers. And put your chicken aside, and then you get your tortilla, and I think the 10 inch. I did pretty big ones. And you cut it from the center down to the bottom. And then you section off how you put stuff in it. So you do chicken or chicken and cheese, and then you do some rice. You just make white rice or whatever rice you like. You could do yellow rice. Would you like for me to list all the rices now? You could do basmati rice. You could do
cauliflower rice.
You could do cauliflower rice. You could do whatever kind of rice you like. And then there is this spicy ranch sauce that you can make, or you can do whatever sauce you like.
Okay.
And then you do your cheese, and then you kind of, because it's got a cut in the bottom of the tortilla, you wrap it around. Like you fold the chicken into the rice, and then fold the rice into the ranch sauce, and then fold that over into the cheese. And then instead of cooking it like a quesadilla, you cook that triangle that you've made in the skillet. You brown it on each side, and it gets real crispy around the edges because the cheese kind of pours out. They are delicious.
It sounds really good.
And you could, you know, you could serve them with guacamole, or you could serve them with some of that spicy ranch on the side. But it's kind of everything you would use to make a burrito or whatever. But because of the way you roll it, like the texture of it is so good. And Alex Hudson enjoyed them. Like it was a hit. So it's just a fun, different way to do kind of a quesadilla kind of thing. But so easy to serve and to eat because it's in that triangle.
Yeah, so, that's so cute. Okay, that's a great idea.
So you can make them, you could use smaller tortillas and make them smaller. But if you have a teenager in your house, you may want to get the 10-inch tortillas and make them bigger. And they were just great. It was such a fun, different way to do something with food that everybody already likes.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great idea. And I feel like I'm at the point where I'm like, what? I mean, Perry asked me, he's like, what are we doing for dinner this week? And I was like, I don't know. That's where I am. I don't know. Yeah.
But you could think about it. You could cook ground chuck and put it in there. You could do pork. Like, you know, you could just mix and match for days. Again, just a fun new way to fix it. So.
Okay. We love that. That's a great one. Okay. Those are five great things.
Thank you so much. I hope everyone enjoys.
Yes, I know. We can make our quesadillas. We can watch our Irish television shows or HBO Max shows.
Protect our backpacks from the rain.
Protect our backpacks from rain. And get a nice little bed for our dogs.
That's right. This covers all the bases.
Yep.
So anyway, okay, well, I guess we'll be back next week.
Yes. So we will see y'all next week.
And it'll be Melanie's turn for five favorites. And who knows what will have happened? Who knows what television we will have discovered by then? Who knows what kind of charcuterie boards Melanie will have created? It's just
no, there's no telling. Sky's or what the kind limit. Of dorm decor I will have come up with by then. The sky is the limit.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.